Hi, I'm Elizabeth Tankard.
And I'm John Tankard, and we are Carlos and OKC.
How often do you visit a park?
We like to visit a few parks, Myriad Gardens, Mesta Park, and McKinley Parks, as well as the river trails and the Katy Trail.
What makes these parks special to us is that we can get to them without a car. A quick walk or bike ride gets us to a park that fits our needs for that day.
Whether we want to go see the ducks or catch a special event at Myriad Gardens or do a 20-mile bike ride down at the river trails, we've got good access.
We live in downtown, so having things in walking distance makes sense, but Oklahoma City is a big place, and there are certainly areas of the city that are far removed from this ability.
Within our city limits, we have a wide spectrum of ways to live. There's a very urban core all the way to rural homesteads and farms. People can choose to live whatever kind of lifestyle suits them best here, and people who live in rural areas have no expectation of having access to a park.
But what about the people in between? For example, people living in a single-family home, in a subdivision, in what would commonly be thought of as the suburbs. They may have a small yard, but that's not nearly big enough to be useful for a truly active lifestyle.
It's important in these areas for people to have access to park space, whether public or private, for numerous reasons. From a public health perspective, having access to park space can help prevent lifestyles that lead to epidemics such as diabetes and obesity. There's also the mental health benefits of spending time in nature, though qualitative. Who doesn't enjoy trees and wildlife?
If there aren't parks near enough to where people live, they are not likely to seek them out as readily. Because parks are experienced outside of a car, at the human scale, it makes sense that a park needs to be within walking or biking distance of a person's home to be a viable recreation destination.
Having a park within a 5-minute walk of your home makes that space a part of your daily life. You'll pass by it over and over again and be more inclined to use it than if you saw it less often because of it being further away.
Oklahoma City has more than 150 public parks. They vary in size from neighborhood-scale parks up to full-on nature reserves.
Of these more than 150 parks, more than 27,000 households live within a 5-minute walk of at least one, which sounds like a big number, but it only represents 11% of the city's population.
More than 64,000 households live within a 10-minute walk of a public park, or roughly 1/4 of the Oklahoma City population.
If we look at the distance of a 5 to 10 minute bike ride, the percentage jumps up to 2/3 of the total city population.
Even with these numbers of households within a certain distance of a park, if there aren't sidewalks or the streets don't feel safe for cycling, people won't be able to access the parks with ease.
Adding parks in areas that don't have any, as well as adding or improving sidewalks and bicycle infrastructure, will encourage healthier, more active lifestyles.
Additionally, schools often have some of the best recreation facilities, so if they are open and accessible to surrounding neighborhoods, overall access to recreational destinations increases.
If you live near a school that has recreation facilities, you can call them and ask them if they are available to the public. If they aren't, you can have a conversation with your neighbors, the school, and your local representatives about it, and work towards increasing your neighborhood's access to physical activity and potentially healthier lifestyles. Thanks for listening. I'm John.
And I'm Elizabeth. What does it take to live without a car in Oklahoma City? We're trying to find out. You can follow all of our adventures at carlosinokc.blogspot.com.